From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 22, 2011. This week, we feature another series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess how these four sounds relate to a current controversy with a pre-Revolutionary War origin. What connects the sounds of stream flow, paddling, reeling in a fishing line, and a judge's gavel? A lawsuit over stream fishing rights. In the Allegheny County Circuit Court case of North-South Development versus Garden, several property owners in the River's Edge development along the Jackson River near Covington are suing two paddlers who waded and fished in the river section bordered by the property owner's land. The property owners claim to have a king's grant dating back to Virginia's colonial period that gives them the right to restrict wading and fishing in that river section. In the 1996 Kraft v. Burr decision, the Virginia Supreme Court held that property owners may claim such rights, even in navigable waters, if the property has a valid king's grant that includes authority over the stream bottom. The defendants claim that Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries maps identify the river section as open to public fishing, and that the Commonwealth should defend that designation. On July 25th, the Circuit Court judge refused the defendant's motion to include the Commonwealth in the case, and the Virginia Attorney General has refused to become involved. As of August 18th, no further court date had yet been scheduled. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.